He's the fake pole. He's the pretend pole. The pretend pole has closed down, shut down all of the fracking, the tracking, the racking, the oils, the leases, the ANWR, and shut it all down. Closed it down, and now you're paying $7 a gallon for gasoline, and he says, we're going to talk to OPEC and see if they can put a little more out. I don't know how they're going to import it. They can't get them containers on the shore. I don't know how they're going to get that oil in. I haven't quite figured that one out yet. But we're doing a study on it. We're going to get a study back. We're going to Duke University, and we're going to get a study, and they'll tell us all we need to know real soon. It's going to be great. Can hardly wait.
Yeah, well, it looks like they're having to go to existing fields and rev it up because they're not able to get it all in imported. So.
Yeah. Somebody, if you come on a farm that non-physical owns and you kill every hog in the field, every hog on the farm, and then you get hungry for some side meat or some pork belly or some cracklings for going your cornbread and your collard greens, getting to be frosting here pretty soon, so you're going to want to get them collards in. So if you killed every hog on the farm, and now you come back and say, now, mister, I need you to get right on this and get us up some cracklings. We need some side meat. Need a big old ham. Need some green tenderloin. Now we need some pressed meat. Some hog head cheese. Now you just come in and killed every hog on the farm, and now you're going to get in a hurry to go back in to open up the hog parlor. You're going to get in a hurry to do that? Yeah, it's not working out so good. So the whole thing is a blessing. Best thing that ever happened to Donald J. Trump was the pretend POTUS. The FOPO.
It's interesting.
The best thing that happened. Best thing. Go ahead.
So it's interesting you mentioned collard greens with cracklings because I was just talking about that tonight with my friends.
Mm-hmm.
When I went to Lumberton,
Did they put a little vinegar in them?
Just a little bit. I don't like that malt vinegar. That's ugh.
No. The malt vinegar is too strong. Now, when you're cooking it, here's something that everybody don't know. Now, country people know this. If you got a big pot where you take and cut the ribs out, because those get stalky. Especially if they're late in the year. The young ones, you know, but they're young. You don't really eat them that way to get a good frost on them. But you cut the stalk out of them. Cut them all up. Get your chicken broth or water or whatever you're cooking it in. Hog jowls, whatever you're cooking it in. Get that going. And then put 3 whole pecans in the shell. And just throw it in the water. And it'll keep them from stinking your house up. Because, you know, they stink. Tell them about putting 3 pecans in it, and it won't smell bad.
Well, I never heard that one, and I grew up a Southern Belle, so that's interesting.
Yeah.
Now, my neighbor's mother puts nutmeg, just a little grated nutmeg. That does the trick.
And you got to grate it. You got to grate it off of it. And that's exactly what nutmeg's good for everything. But anyway. Nutmeg's good. It's strong, though. And if you're not careful, if you put too much now, you'll get it to tasting soapy if you're not careful. It's strong.
That's why
it's so perfect with eggnog. It'll overpower. It's like cloves. You know, a little dot goes a long way. Good, though, but it goes a long way. You know, Carolyn chews cloves like people dip snuff. Do you know that?
I know. That's pretty strong stuff, too.
She likes it rough. She cuts your head off rough. Oh, yeah. Of course.
So what happened, Deb? Ascension, epiphany, that was a conceptual idea. You'll hear I am mentioning it on my private session, the conceptual understanding of epiphany, but it became what McCone called percept for you, your direct perception of what it is, which is you got to square one. You got to the beginning. That's the beginning point.
Yeah, at some point you'll have to start liking Zappa, but I don't know what point that'll be. It'll be a long time from now.
She likes Zappa now.
Some Zappa, some of it, but then some of it's like joy and gives you a
But you know, Yeah, the people singing on the apostrophe album is kind of hard to understand. You can't understand the words.
That's a good album. Jack Bruce, a special guest, 1974.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know if I've heard that one.
Yeah, it's only three or four minutes long. It's not very long. It's not very long.
Oh, it's not 8 to 10 minutes like it typically is?
No. What is it, Bob? Oh. What is the apostrophe? What is it, 1 hour and 35 minutes, Bob? Is that how it goes? Something like that?
No, it's back in the '70s. An album be both 44 minutes.
Oh, 44 minutes. Well, that still feels like an eternity.
Yeah.
Oh, there's that number, 44.
How do you know about that? You know about 44?
Well, my numbers are 11, 18, 22, 23, 44.
Oh, and 6 and 8, 4 and 3 and 9, 2
that's my
and
chart.
18 and 40 and 16 and 19. Don't forget 19. That's in the chart. And
bingo!
And G. Gordon Liddy. G. Gordon Liddy's in his chart, too, or if he ever finishes it, it will be.
Oh, okay. So, speaking of Trump, what the hell's going on with Trump? Because, you know, it appears out here that nothing's being done, and I'm being slammed with all these emails. Donate, buy a weapon mask that says, our family voted for Trump. But...
And then you see the new one, they got a new one, and it says, we can have hand delivered before they shut down crosses that you can burn in your neighbor's yard. It's great. They're making them out of poplar, and poplar burns so even. It's really a nice amber glow. It's great. Okay, they're sending crosses you can burn in other people's yard.
Here's a song from Apostrophe. Let's see if we can understand it. See, that's a good description of what you got over.
Wow, I love that line. Take your medication and prescriptions and ram it up your snout. And then the other line, the price of meat has just gone up. You'll make more money as a butcher. That's great. Kind of describes what's going on.
M said, wow, Zappa predicted the 90s, new age 90s in 74.
Yeah, and if if you take enough fentanyl, it starts to sound melodious.
That's right. I'm sorry about the music part. Lyrics were those important.
Yeah, that was
a good song.
I know. I knew you'd like it.
Yeah, I did like it.
They didn't play that shit on the AM radio. That's all we can tell you for sure.
So, Ion. What is Trump's role as a viceroy right now? Is Trump a viceroy right now?
No, he's not yet. He ain't even at the convention of states yet.
Yeah, well, there's a group here pushing that pretty hard.
They have enough states to do it. They're scared. They're all scared to death. But now they come to find out that you got the United States as a corporation. Then you got the United States of fucking America. And then you got, you didn't know all this was all busted up and divvied up and shit. So.
Yeah.
Just now finding it all out. And draining the swamp means plow it all in. So it's the dinos, the rhinos, the rim nose, the unos, and the don't knows, and then our dear, we adore, Senator Kennedy. He's like, he wrote an op-ed right after he got up and had his morning beer. it was absolutely, whatever he says just comes right off the cuff. It's tyrannically hysterical. That's what it is.
It's like I woke up and I'm in a very bad B movie and it's sucky script, and the director's terrible, and the producer's awful.
Yeah, but it made you realize you had only you to rely on. See,
that's right.
Joe Biden saved Trump.
Joe Biden.
Let's go, Brandon.
Yeah, that's a hot topic now. So, All right, well, so I've joined the Republican Club. I mean, I've always voted Republican because I've never had a good economy with a Democratic president. So I got involved,
correct,
and I said, well, I am going to get active, and I'm going to help out and do my part. And I ended up pretty disappointed. So,
about what? What were you disappointed about?
The Republicans are just always on the defense. They're not on the offense. Like, we should have been out there active way back in January, knocking on doors, talking to people. I mean, this is what the Democrats do, but they have to, you know, just sit back, be conservative, and then, oh, well, now we really need to do something. Ion, did Stupid Cooper get elected legally or illegally?
Illegally.
I've heard two sides of this. Yes, that's what I thought.
Who's Super Duper? Who's that?
Well, that's our Governor Cooper. We call him Stupid Cooper.
I see.
And
he got illegally elected.
Oh, yes. Yes. I was told that 90,000 votes came in right at the last minute around 10 p.m. And then when I asked, you know, which is one of Trump's favorites, the head of the RNC, did he get elected? You know, how in the world did he get elected? And he just gave me some, you know, politician answer, and I didn't think it was honest. So that's why I wanted to ask Ion. Okay, so...
The same thing in Georgia. They suing themselves. They suing themselves in Georgia. Next day, that he's going to sue himself. He can't agree with what he said and what he did. So to save all the confusion, he's going to sue himself, and he's going to represent himself on both sides. He's going to be the plaintiff and the defendant in his own case. Yeah, that's how they're going to solve
it.
That's how they're going to sort Georgia. That's your buddy, Mr. Raffenferker. Mr. Raffenferker Burger Derg.
So, is this going to be proved that it was a fraudulent election? Because it appears...
We've already proved it.
Right, but...
Wait, stop. Stop all that. Just hush. The point is, it was a fraudulent election. You have too many areas to have a question. See that? They got to keep it above board and straight. Because the second that it ain't, then nobody's going to believe it. Now, whether it was or whether it wasn't don't make any difference at this point. There's been enough suspect now to where it's gone. And then you turn around and you kind of go, wait a minute. Well, how many years ago did we say, why don't you sell the Constitution of the United States of America to Mexico? They say, why would you do that, Ion? I say, well, y'all not using it. Y'all not using it. Because now what you see is happening is you're coming into a place where it's another conversation. It's a new conversation. It ain't about liberty, civil liberties. It's about them goddamn groceries. Yeah, everything good to that grocery starts getting hooked up. If you had to sit down, if you was hungry and you had to sit down tomorrow and shell a bushel of butter peas, or maybe some good Crowder peas, would you know how to do that?
Oh, I would.
Well, guess what? Most folks can't. They wouldn't know where to start.
In the post-information society, no issue will be resolved. There's no finish line. It's just babble, babble, argue, never complete. And where that leads to is, I haven't taken that course yet. I'm promised. I'm just a parent.
That was the only fleeting moment of lucidity, Bob the Gate.
Yeah, that's not going to last long. I really forgot what you're talking about.
Bob, don't forget. Come on, Ion. Give me them war codes. Give me them codes to the nuclear weapons. I won't put it on the nuclear weapons. I promise I won't do that. I would never do that. Oh, wait. I don't remember. Did I put that on Facebook? You had 3 likes. I don't know. There was only 3 people there, so there's 3 likes that kind of went out after there.
Carolyn, give me the Coles Notes version of it, what I am talking about.
The Cliff Notes.
Coles Notes.
The Cliff Notes.
That may be Canadian, Carolyn. Yeah. I think it's a different name in the States.
Yeah, Cliff.
Oh, Cliff Notes. Cliff, yeah. Knows. What I was going to say, Deb, is what we have witnessed now is just one journalist after another shows what a bought-off creep they are. They come on and they say, Trump continues to make fraudulent claims. You just look at the guy's name and tick him off. He's gone. See, they're doing themselves and all the journalists who think Trump is lying or false claims.
And Jerry Nadler has brought articles of impeachment for Donald J. Trump. He thinks he's still president. He's going to impeach him again.
Oh, my God.
By God, the third time is the charm. We're going to get him this time.
Yeah,
so
hilarious.
If Trump's not a viceroy, then how could he be in the White House right now?
Oh, because
no one else is there. It's open.
Joe Biden ain't in there. Joe Biden ain't in there.
Yes.
They put a fence around, and they're building a fence like you won't believe around the Capitol. Even the really tall aliens won't be able to get out of this one.
Would you say the tall aliens?
Yeah.
Oh, is that an anticipation of what's coming? The tall aliens.
You know, the big ones, they're building
a
30-foot fence around the Capitol. 30-foot fence around the Capitol. They supposedly everybody's in all day, every day, working. We'd like to know where the fuck they're going through the gate at, because there ain't no gate open. They don't let them open. They're all chained shut. I don't know where
They stopped Richard, the citizen journalist, who was documenting that every day that nobody was coming to work. But that was getting too much, so... So Biden's press secretary got rid of that guy and the other somebody.
So you press his YouTube or his Tiki Toki or something, and it plays naked women pleasuring themselves. And now his ratings have gone through the top.
I inspired Trump. You know, he was very impressed with the success of my granny porn channel on my Hub Media. And I just opened a few days ago the old man fucking teen girls thing. Bob get away with that I can create a new Facebook.
That's true. Yeah, Bob has put a lot of class back into necrophilia, we'll tell you that.
I brought class to necrophilia and their subsequent videos, that's right.
He's got it slashers, but this is post-slasher. After the rigor mortis is put in,
slasher porn.
Bob finds them very refreshing.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
Lord.
You get quite jaded, Deb. When you go down that road, you need a lot of stimulation. Little 3-year-olds don't make it for me anymore.
I have not gone to bed yet.
Oh shit, Carol's gone to bed. They told me. Carol closed the blinds. I thought the sun had gone down. I thought she wasn't here. She fucking set me up.
Does he have an offspring?
Tricky, we're living with Carolyn.
I borrowed your granny porn phrase. You know, when you go to the bank and send a wire, they always want to know where's the money going? And I get sick of them asking me that. She said, well, what is this for? And I said, oh, it's for my granny porn channel. And she cracked up laughing. And she said, you're just so funny. I said, it's really none of your business. It's none of the bank's business. It's none of the government's business. So just write that down. I am wiring this money from my granny porn channel. And I don't know what she put down, but she was just cracking up. Anyway.
No. Well, next time, tell them that your child porn ring has gone devastatingly low. And this money is being wired to the Sinaloan cartel for fresh Nicaraguans to fill in the places that you had openings from recent bad effects from your business.
Yeah.
I like that.
That's good.
Speaking of the Nicaraguans, how do you say it?
It doesn't matter.
We don't know either. We were Jews.
Carol's sawing up my new shorts. Looks great.
Sawing them up. Oh, she got the scissors.
Sawing them up. That's right. They have stupid mesh there to hold your balls together. They don't work when you're swimming in them.
No.
need
no,
loose.
No, you don't
loose,
want
to.
Because what
loose,
happens is that the bush gets tangled up in that net and it
yeah,
never comes out.
My big
out.
Bush just gets tangled up in the
like
seaweed.
Dolphins, like dolphins. It's like dolphins. It's like dolphins. It's like dolphins that are in a trap and you can't get them out. It's exactly right. And
Carol can really, she, her little hands, she can really get into little angles on the scissor technique.
Well,
so, that's right, Susanna. Alec Baldwin went against Trump too long. Now he's screwed.
We're talking to Deb.
Oh.
I know, but just filling in, the Biden got the karma, his corpse. They found the DNA. They know it's, they had to cover up another damn corpse that Trump whooped.
There he goes.
Nobody
Carolyn,
can beat Trump.
There he goes. There he goes, going through the private session again. Don't worry about it, y'all. I'm going to give it all to you before you ever get to it. You can go to bed.
I got to beat I got to beat Ion. I got to tell what's in the private session before he does.
Yeah, yeah.
Nine
before
more
I,
minutes
before,
before the pizza's ready.
Yeah. Then I got to wait for it to cool
yeah.
off.
Oh, maybe then he'll calm down.
No.
Nah.
So,
he's full
no,
of chocolate.
Not likely,
he's
Deb. That's a first erroneous statement you've made on the air today.
So, Ion, will the Republicans win in 2022, or will there even be an election?
We differ with your position of Republicans. There probably won't be Republicans left.
Well, I would agree with that. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I want to switch subjects here. I met this woman, and it was very interesting. She was clinically dead for 35 minutes. And I asked
yeah.
her, I said, well, what was your experience like? Do you recall an experience? She said, yes, and I don't tell too many people this. She said, I was at the bottom of the ocean, which I found very interesting because people asked about Eliza. She was at the bottom of the ocean. And
mm-hmm.
she said she heard a voice that said, I am with you, and I'm with you always. And then she said, it's not like I went places. It's like I'm here, and then I went there. So she was at the bottom of the ocean, and then suddenly she was in this garden. And she said the colors were very vivid and very beautiful. But there were no people around in her experience. And then she found herself in the ocean again, and she was thinking, no people are here. What's going on? And she looked up, and to her right, she saw the Rocky Mountains. And then to her left, she saw this river coming down into the ocean. And she said, ever since then, that wherever she goes, she sees a star. And she said, you know, right now we're driving and you can't see it, but I see a star that's there. So what was that star that she sees?
Marker. A marker.
What's it a marker of?
Oh, so you can find your way, almost like a compass marker, or like if you're in a labyrinth, like many of you all are. And you start
mm-hmm.
laying down breadcrumbs to find your way back. Wait a minute, I keep taking rights and I keep bumping into the same thing. I keep bumping into the same thing over and over and over and over.
Hmm. And so what does the ocean signify? What is that? I mean, it was interesting that Eliza was at the bottom
the biggest, best part of the world that nobody even knows about yet.
Deb, when Ian was first talking to us, you know, 12 years ago, they said the symbol for non-physical was the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
So does the ocean have anything to do with the guff?
Oh, it is the guff.
It represents. It is the guff.
It is the guff. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And
like when there are pockets that we don't know about,
up,
like this ocean.
They go to the Gulf of Mexico. Mm-hmm. Look up
so,
cave.
Look
up cave.
Yeah, the word
cave.
Same thing, too.
The word cave.
No.
C-A-V-E.
No. C-A-Y.
Okay, you want me to look that up now?
No, just like that.
Okay.
But you know, you have of Mexico, the Gulf of Florida. He misspelled it. It should be G-U-F. All gulfs in the world were misspelled by the Illuminati and the Rothschilds.
My God. And then damn Rothschilds can't even make Opus One anymore.
Opus Dei. They've been replaced by Opus Dei.
Opus Dei. Oh, we love Doris Day. Doris Day is our favorite. Que sera,
Opus Dei came out of Franco-fascist Spain, where he came from, 1928. The year Baudrillard and Don Thiel and Gerd Stern and Andy Warhol was born.
Don Thiel. Dan Thiel.
Don Thiel. Brings back a lot of memories for Ion.
I don't know. I don't know, but there was a lot of brown tabs involved in this conversation. I can tell you about that.
So
hey,
Ion,
they did take our advice. They did take our advice. Tell us now, if this ain't a topsy turvy world, how the fuck does Alec Baldwin with a prop gun kill one person and almost kill another one? That's pretty good when a prop gun starts.
I don't know.
That's a hell of a nerve.
He said he's very, very sorry. That's what
he's
I
very
heard.
Sorry.
But now the rest of the fact is that the woman that they shot, the cinematographer, we feel like we're talking about Rosen Island on Golden Girls with her Frankenbergen. They said she would have lived if he hadn't field dressed her after he nicked her with the prop gun.
Oh God. So all right, now getting back to my question. What is the difference between the ocean and people that have died for, you know, been clinically dead for a bit that see white light?
See, when you see white light, you see all color. See, because when you have all the colors, that's when you get white light. Just like when you put all the colors in a pigment or paint, you put it on a paper, it turns black. It's just the point, counterpoint. That's the point or counterpoint.
So there's no difference between people that have clinically died who see white light and talk about that, or like my friend who said she was at the bottom of the ocean. Because
no,
she did not mention
all
the white light.
Her perspective. And then some people talk about the tunnel, you know, he went through the tunnel. The little heifer, we just love her, the little heifer woman on the poltergeist. Go to the light, Karen Ann, go to the light.
Go to the light. I remember that. Yeah.
And you know what that means? We learned from Aya that the people who are going towards the light think they're going to another world. They're actually coming back to this world. That was the first revelation on the So You're Stone Cold Dead Now audio that Aya did, reinterpreting Dan Winter's geometrical bullshit.
Oh, we love Jonathan Winters. Jonathan Winters.
No, Dan Winters.
Jonathan Winters. No, Jonathan Winters is much more interesting.
Yeah, he's pretty funny.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can't get any respect.
No, he couldn't.
No, wrong guy, right? I just tested you there. You wouldn't know. You're a denizen of the Ed Sullivan Show, She-Do-Doll. Jonathan Winter never said he couldn't get respect.
Jonathan,
who did?
Wasn't Jonathan? Oh, well, that was Rodney Dangerfield.
Yeah, right.
He couldn't get any respect. But Jonathan.
All these icons in Deb's head. This is what her mind's made up of. Modern archetypes.
But Jonathan Winters was pretty funny. Wasn't he in that crazy movie? Oh, I forget the name of it. Anyway, I forgot. But it was pretty funny. Probably back in
he's
70s.
Always funny. They all were. Ed Sullivan had good taste. Jackie Mason and the rest of the Jackies and Jonathans and
Mason. What the fuck are you talking about?
Just testing, see if anybody's actually listening.
Okay, I have another question.
Bob's favorite comedian was Edward R. Murrah. He was the life of Raleigh.
He was great during World War II. He offered great comic relief.
Yeah,
well, it looks like it was 400,000 people died today. The whole country was cracked up.
Right. This is the news, and he wrote his thing. And then they got him and was Rowan and Martin on Last End. Phyllis Diller.
I love that comedian. I forget his name. He talked about his dull life. He said he'd go down to the bus station to pretend he was leaving. And then he had a job as a deckhand on a submarine. That is too good.
Tell him you're going to have a homosexual relationship with Foster Brooks, and this is your down payment.
Dave, you could use some of these lines next time you're talking to the bank clerk. Say, well, I'm sending this one to the bus station that I frequent every weekend to pretend I'm leaving.
Yeah.
How do you watch her crack up on that one?
I have to come up with some different reasons. That's a good one. So
When you come in the bank, all the clerks will stop working. They'll go over to wherever you are and hang out to hear your funny lines. Become a legend.
That's true.
You're sending your money to Bank of America to take them over so that you can have them fired for asking you stupid ass questions. That'd be good.
That's a good one. Okay, so did my friend die of the vaccine? Did the vaccine cause her death?
Yeah.
I begged her not to get
sure.
it. And wow.
And then all of a sudden, oops, there it is.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And it happened quickly, too.
That's right.
So, yeah,
you got no way to live. What happens, it blows
wow.
you.
She was a nice person, and she had a beautiful life. It was really sad.
Who did?
But a friend
her
of mine.
Friend. Who died? The one.
And, yes, I begged her not to get the vaccine, and she said God would protect her. She was, you know, Christian.
Well, God did.
She wanted...
God kicked, when God takes a dump on your head, crash it into a hat that says, when God takes a dump on your head, crash it into a hat that says, yeah, God did take care of her, to put her out of her misery. So good.
Yeah, they kicked her upstairs. They kicked her upstairs.
Wow.
The Peter principle of incompetence.
So what was that I saw in my mirror that morning?
What'd you say, Aya, about my comment?
You comment
on the Peter principle?
Don't talk about that. Both of you. Either one of you talk about that. Oh, no. No. Here we go. We got a piece of advice for you. This is good advice. Do you know Kev in Kansas?
Yes.
Kev asked that same question once upon a midnight dreary.
Yes, I heard that. But this was the morning that my friend died, and I saw a face in the fog in the mirror.
Let me say this again. Don't talk about this. Have you not read Total Fucked Up Biology? You should really read that. It'll help you. Don't start these conversations. You'll be like Oda May. You'd be like Oda May on Ghost. You're trying to see something, and next thing you know, when you see it, and they know you can see it, you'll have more callers. You'll have more callers than you're going to have biscuits and tea to serve. Don't do it.
Stop.
I don't care how you took it. We're saying it's innocent. We could give you a little accolade. Yes, that was her spirit saying goodbye, and you told me not to get the vaccine, and I love Jesus and Barry Manilow and, you know, all them things. I like all that stuff. Paul Anka helped me many days when I was having blue times. You know, it's all them things. But that ain't what the problem is. The next thing that'll come through that mirror, you won't like so much. So rather than get all this stirred up, let it lay. Let it lay.
I won't say any more. Yeah. Fine. All right.
Yeah. No, but a good idea to do it, here's a good way to do it. If you really want to engage it, go in the bathroom.
I don't want to engage
real good...
it.
Well, but if you decide to, do this instead. Get you some good stout hairspray. I mean, the freezing spray, you know, the good stuff, like it even works on a rainy day. And take your powder, your powder, and throw it up in the air to get on your body and start spraying the hairspray right quick. And then let it fall where it falls. That's what do instead of doing what you were talking about doing. But you have to be very careful because lately, beforehand, this would have been a non-thing. Early days, oh, hell, we've talked about this to death. But, honey, there's too many things. There's a wind in the east. Better watch out.
What is the wind in the east?
What is it? Creedence Clearwater Revival. I see a bad moon rising.
Well, now, Ion, that's all doom and gloom. I don't want
okay.
that in my world.
Okay, well, play with your mirror a little bit. You'll see.
I'm not playing with it. I just wondered if maybe, you know, well, whatever, we're not talking about it. So I'm not going to talk
yeah.
about it.
No, that's good advice. That's good advice on this case. And the reason the doom and gloom, okay, there is a thing that's happening that now nothing can stop. There's a thing that's occurring that none of angels in heaven or devils in hell stopped it. Because they all beefing about it. Because now, it's that getting up morning. I don't know how you took Revelations, because you listened to Revelation. I don't know how you took that or how that made you feel. But it's not going to be real comfortable for them people that don't see it. By the by.
Even I have to go to the bunker, Deb.
Yeah.
Oh, well, when is that going to be?
And spread his poison there like he spreads poison everywhere else he reaches out to.
And where are the rest of us supposed to go? Do we stay here and
you're in the 33rd.
Live with the
you're
spirits
in the
mirror or
you're
what?
In the,
huh?
You're in the 33rd. You're in the, you keep on. You playing.
No,
you know
what
of
the rest of us?
You're laughing now, but you've been crying. If you're close to or within the 33rd parallel, you just hunker down. That's what we've been saying now for months. Just hunker down.
Yes,
it's all, and
they say,
when
yes.
is this going to happen? When is it going to happen? By God, look! Go to the floor,
yeah,
sir,
it's
and
already
look and
happening.
Buy, try to buy some, get you some, go buy you one of them $75 rump roast. That's what you do. Go get you one of them $75 rump roast. That you put a magnet on and it'll stick to it. That's good. Do that.
Well, I don't buy my meat there. I go to the nice little farm with happy cows, and I just stocked
yeah.
up. And Ion, I listen to you. I have enough toilet paper to wipe my ass all the way into 2024.
Well, that's great. That's good. Well, you really should
yeah.
spend $199 and go to the Costco and get you one of them little toilet seat bidets, and you wouldn't have to have another drop of toilet paper the rest of your life. It's even got a little
okay.
fan. It's even got a little fan in a way. It's a tushy washer, and then it blows
uh-huh.
little, like, sweet air over your tushy. You don't even have to do nothing. It's pretty good.
Oh,
and you got
okay.
to, you get the industrial one, and it'll get the crooks and nannies, too. There, it'll do that, too.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So.
$199.
Now, well, I don't go to Costco. I'm not a member, but maybe I will.
Oh, they have them everywhere. They have them everywhere. I mean, that's fine.
Yes, probably Amazon, right?
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So would you give a working example of ascension by grace, which you've mentioned?
It's past. Amazing Grace died.
Carolyn was the last one to pull that off.
Yeah. Yep, she's the last one. World scholar.
Would you agree that when I was really sick that I had COVID?
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, but
yeah.
thank God you weren't stuffy about the product. Thank God you've been participating. So, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, I drank enough Pico Silver that if silver turned you blue, like the internet rumors say, I should be a nice shade of gray by now, but I'm not.
Yeah.
And,
yeah. JW's doctors said that if he ever has a hard time or is economically challenged, All he has to do is start amputating body parts because they said he's got enough silver in his bones that he could bring it for a fine price. He's got enough silver in his bones.
It'll bring a good price.
So if you get hard luck, just sell a finger. You'll be good to go.
Yeah, okay. Well, there we go. So I looked in the Book of Enoch. And I was looking at the different legions of angels or whatever.
Did you find it all or just part of it? Rarely do you find it all.
Well, I have a lot of pages of it. I noticed.
No. How many books?
It just said it was the Book of Enoch.
Well, there's seven. So there's your rug.
Oh. Okay, well, where did I find the other six?
Try the internet.
Well, that's where I was looking, on the Book of Enoch, and I wanted to ask about the good angels. Would you describe these good angels that are talked about or listed? They're not really talked about. It's kind of hard to figure out.
Don't know it. Don't know a good one. Can't tell a good one from a bad one. They'll both love you up and slice your throat to watch you bleed. They'll knock you up and then rip the baby out of your guts. Mm-hmm.
Well, there's no baby in my gut.
Well, fuck with angels. You might get lucky. We're good for Sarah.
No, I don't want to fuck with angels. I don't think I would like that.
Well, you can't. The problem is when you come into your power, you certainly can, and you do great. No problem. But if you start doing it beforehand, then they got the upper hand, and they'll do anything to make you cry.
Yeah, they'll mess with you big time. Big time. Uh-huh. Yeah. So, I think that's all the questions I have. I did go to the
Bulgarian library. What did you do with the DWAC? That's what's important. Why aren't you asking about that?
DWAC. I don't know what that is. DWAC.
It's a SPAC.
It's a SPAC?
Uh-huh.
It's Trump's new company.
I don't know about that. DWAC.
Well, look at Ina Bob and look at the latest Trump statements. Puts them out a couple every day. He's the top media critic going. Precision. He analyzed every movement. He nailed me at Meghan McCain today. What a fraudulent woo-wop she is.
Yeah, and then she's trying to cause the view to have a hysterectomy, and they ain't been childbearing age for years. They're preparing menopausal, and it's messed up.
And in her memoir, she talks about her wild party girl life. This is the way these conservatives always are. They start off screwed up, immature as kids, fuck their way through the frat house, then they get screwed up, and that didn't work, so they become moralists and conservatives, and they have no comprehensive awareness of the process. And then they promote the negative thing, you know, the morality thing, the cathartic view of cognitive, of art history.
Yeah.
And that's what she acts out.
Wheel of moralities. Turn.
Right.
So what does DWAC stand for?
Digital Wonderworks after Carolyn.
No.
Digital World Acquisition. Digital World Acquisition Company.
Yes, he got it.
Okay, well, I haven't looked on Ion and Bob in about 3 days, so I guess I've missed a lot, huh?
No, you missed a lot with that.
Yeah, It came out on Wednesday. It came out on Wednesday with $9. And then the next morning it was $175. And then they started shorting it, so it was up another bit. And now it's landed out at about 80 right now. But it's selling the share volume is like 150.
You're talking about a stock.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Huh. Interesting.
This has to do with Trump's. Did you sign up for Trump's new social media company that's going to replace the Facebook and the Twitter?
Gab? Not the old Gab, right?
This is No. This don't open up until February 22nd.
Oh, okay. Well, I will sign up.
You had to sign up, and I'll let you know.
I did hear something about that, but yeah, I didn't know if it had launched yet or what was going on. So, it's called Truth, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Deb, look at it. 2-2-2-2.
2022. And 2
the last member
two,
of Club 22. He just got in the last moment.
Wow. So we can sign up now?
Yeah. You download it. It's an app. You download it on your phone, okay. And it'll say it'll be available at 2-22-22.
All right. Well, that's pretty interesting.
And that long is what this stock is going to own.
That long?
Oh,
what's the
now
long?
Now's a good time to buy?
Of course.
Well,
but what is that? He said that long.
$9 a share. At $9 a share, it was
well,
the best
it's at
time.
90-something now.
Well, 80-65 after hours is down. But it's going to temper. It's going to yield. Because people, when it run up from $9 to $175 in a day, you had people laying out saying, I made $3 million today because I took a chance on an auction for something called DWAC. I thought it was Disney World's asshole company. I didn't know what it was. It was pretty good. I thought I'd try it. And I'm a gajillionaire. And I sold it right quick. When it hit that mark that quick, people started shorting it. When it goes that high, they started shorting it, and then that brought the price back down. So the perfect time to buy is wait just a minute, because now, see, it's like after hours, it's got $13. You got 2 days before this thing going to come back along. Look at it close to it. So in a $50 range, that'd be real sweet, but you may not get that, but you can't fuck around with it. You're going to go, you got to get it, but then just sort of lace, seal, and don't. And we would say, normally we would say, now don't put your grocery money in this because it may take a minute. But they're not going to be no groceries to buy, so. It might be all right now. You don't need no grocery money soon because ain't going to be no grocery. So that's good.
Oh,
what is
well,
the word? You said
up.
The word lock ion in a sentence back there a minute and a half ago. What's the word lock mean?
John Locke. John Locke.
No. You said something about the Trump stock and Locke or something. Maybe you didn't.
Oh. It's going to own the new Twitter is going to be owned by this company. Remember how people opined? When the people opined when they couldn't pay 11 cents for some Twitter Twitty stock? They couldn't get the kitty stock done, and then they got the facial book,
mm-hmm.
And it was 3 cents, and then and now it's, what is it, 100 million fucking something dollars, and we still don't know what the fuck they do except garnish people and turn people off and say that what they're saying is you're a liar! Liar! Goddamn liar, that's what you are. And I don't know how that's supposed to be social media when all they're doing is they're editorializing all of your posts. It's pretty fun.
I wanted to ask you about that movie, Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil, and what's her name, Minerva? Yes.
Yeah.
You know what Minerva? You got to do with that, Deb?
Colored woman.
Deb, you got to read up on René Girard now, his concept of mimesis rules Hollywood and created MK Ultra. René Girard, R-E-N-E-G-I-R-A-R-D. Look it up.
Okay. Well, what did Minerva mean when she said, if you want to, what was the phrase she said? If you want to get to know the living, you must commune with the dead.
Correct.
Yeah, she said, don't forget to drop by, y'all. That's a pretty subtle joke. Get that? Try it again. Don't forget to drop by, y'all. You don't get it, do you?
No.
You know what I mean?
I don't.
So
but it's funny to hear you say that.
Y'all, Y-A-L-L, because Y-O-W-L, Minerva's Owl. All poets know that phrase. Minerva's Owl.
Well,
look it up.
I'm not a poet. Okay. But what did that phrase mean?
Well, Bob's not a poet laureate either, so don't let him get it too stirred up with the thing. Okay, here's what it, okay, that's a good question. This is the communing. You can't understand what living is until you commune with the dead. When you commune with the dead, then you can understand how valuable living is. Because you're eternal either way. Remember, we said that. But you have a different vicissitude.
That's how I became so lively. You know, when I was a kid, someone gave me a book about some 19th century medium, and I started reading it. All the blacked out lines were from spirit. People asked questions. I said, wow, you can talk to the dead. So I got into it real early, got the truths and all that, and then became a real live wire.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's how you do it. You must go toward the dead. As McLuhan said, first, go for God first. When you're a teenager or whatever it is that occurs to you to go somewhere is when you're sick of playing Pinocchio with your buddies. Yeah, or Monopoly,
okay.
Pick a game, what's the matter? What?
Pinochle.
Go for God, Deb. That's non-physical. Go for the ocean. Read William Blake, Great Albion, The Land Versus the Sea. Stand, what is it? You have straddled 1 foot on the land, 1 foot in the guff. The guff.
We're
giving you top
land,
mystical insights in the old school there, Deb.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you for that.
And let's remember,
well,
you were traumatized when you were 12 when they made you win the beauty contest or gave you a job as an actress and you blew the song. Remember that? That's the trauma you've been working out of.
Oh, yes,
right,
yes.
Right.
And then,